poem has an epigraph by Larry Levis, and it says, "Maybe the soul is only a small place on the body." Ode to the perineum. Maybe the soul is only a small place on the body. And maybe not. Maybe the invisible filament that flickers in the idea of the soul is the soul. Some hummingbird of the universal mind, brightly colored, precise, and infinitely quick and dull. It shouldn't be, in any case, as intimate as, say, the perineum, that pleasurable 1 millionth acre of nerves that lies between the asshole and the valleying gradual beginning of our sex. No, the soul can't be that close by, and so inappropriate that to speak of it now is to cross over into the language of the body and of the hidden crevasses of the body. Well, the hummingbird now floats over a rose, although such a symbol for the soul, to be honest, must include the microscopic blue turds thudding lightly onto the grass wherever that hummingbird for you will pass. I prefer the taint, this prairie of pure desire, so secret even the body knows little of its power until quietly reminded we buck like a horse on some Mississippi street. This deep, true south of ourselves, patch of the promised land, kingdom of the cartwheel and the lazy falling handstand in swimming pools. I praise the carnival hairs sprouting there like trees Dr. Seuss drew in a forbidden mood. And I praise blue moons, kazoos, and white-hot rivers with fiery canoes and that vision of scramble pleasure makes us live through. And I praise this small place on the body that might be the soul, hinge from which our legs swing, tingling thing, like the soft spot on a baby's head, this fragile, holy span must be praised now and then with all the gentle force that words can stand.